Blog Talk Radio.
My lovely sister, Rena.
What? Hello? Are we on the air?
Yes, we are now on the air.
We're on the air? Like right now?
That fucking threw me off. I know.
What the hell? Now, don't listen to the British bitch as she intros the show. Holy shit.
You
know what I was just doing? You're going to love this shit. This is beautiful. Oh, you know what?
Tell me.
You know what? You wanted to talk about something else first. Some fucked up person went and shot up a movie theater. What the fuck?
Yeah, in Aurora, Colorado.
Spit it out.
You know, I mean, this really kind of fucking terrifies me for the fact that, you know, like the last Harry Potter movie, actually the last couple, you know, I've taken my son on opening weekend, but the last one, you know, he was 14, so it was like, I know, he had just turned 13, whatever. But, you know, and we went to a midnight showing of Harry Potter, the last film. It was just the two of us. You know, and it's like this the whole Batman The Dark Knight Rises thing, it was coming out this weekend, technically today. You know, and I mean, I've been hearing so many people saying they were going to see it. I mean, friends, you know. And then this shit happens. This guy just goes in, throws a gas can, and just starts shooting the shit out of people. I mean,
What's the matter? Does he have a Christian Bale issue? Was Christian Bale even in the movie? Because I hear he has a temper, too.
Yeah, no, I have no idea. They cannot get the reasoning. I mean, not that any reasoning is going to be a good reason, but, you know, it's like, what the fuck? You know, and this guy was studying neuroscience. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
What was in the gas?
It seems like just, I guess, tear gas. I don't know. You know, I'm just finding this out. And this is another thing that pisses me off about this situation. What the fuck are you bringing a 3-year-old to a fucking movie theater at a midnight goddamn showing for? I'm apprehensive to call them idiots because, you know, they were just shot at. But, you know, a 3-year-old child lost their life.
Well, I have to tell you, in the normal fucking course of events, 3-year-olds don't get shot at movie theaters. So, I mean, you know, a 3-year-old doesn't exactly have a heavy-duty work schedule the next day. So I can overlook that, but I mean, oh my God, what the fuck is wrong with people? Is it something in the water? Is it the hormones in the food? There's some crazy shit going on. I actually understood that at some time, you know, there are some people who think, you know, all of the shit going on with the internet and all the airwaves and the microwaves and the radio waves, that gets into people's heads. I got to tell you, you know that peaceful feeling you feel in the woods? There's probably a reason for that. I'm just saying. Life is just too fucked up on a daily basis. That's just my personal opinion. There you go.
No, I agree with you. But I'm honestly too sickened by it to dwell on it too much. So please tell me what you were watching. Gotta give Jess my shout out.
Shout out.
I forgot. Shout out. Yes, Jessica, my lovely darling, if you're listening, I'm sending you up a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips.
That's right.
Love you, Jess.
All right. So, roster of fucked up shit to watch. Today was a never-ending running stream of a show called Animal Hoarders.
Oh, dear Lord.
Holy shit. I'm sorry. If you've got a three-bedroom house and you have enough dogs and cats to suck up four of those houses, do not be. That is not a way to live. I am sorry. This one guy was hoarding like 70 chickens. And as soon as he would clean up one mess, they'd be laying eggs. Not for eating, mind you. He would let them all hatch. So he would have more chickens. And his daughter shows up and he's like, "Don't tell me how to live." And I'm like, holy shit. Listen here.
Well, apparently somebody needs to, because motherfucker don't know how to do it himself. Oh, my God.
I'm sitting there thinking, excuse me, Mr. Purdue, but you are not even getting lunch. There's an issue. Holy shit.
Chicken hawk.
I'm serious.
I keep chickens.
He was loving on them like they were cats and dogs. I'm like, somebody is mental.
Oh, my God.
And he was heartbroken when they came and took his chickens away. And
aww.
I'm like, not choking your chicken. They're not choking your chicken. What are you all stressed out
about?
Poor dude.
Maybe that's what he was upset about. They weren't choking his chicken.
They were not choking his chicken. They were not shaking it. They were not baking it. Although, I'll tell you, there were a few there that looked like a couple of tasty morsels, but I guess he might have been offended if I had said that. I'm serious. This situation with people hoarding animals, apparently this is a bigger deal and a bigger epidemic than people think. Apparently it goes on in all kinds of neighborhoods. There was this one bitch who had some big-ass ritzy house, two kids, 35 cats, 17 dogs. I'm like, what the fuck? And, I mean, these animals are getting neglected, and I'm sorry. I love some animals. This is bullshit right here.
Yeah, I have an affinity for animals, as everybody knows, and I would most likely have a friggin' zoo in my yard if I could. But, you know, I would keep it down to a minimum. You know, I wouldn't, like, conceivably actually have, like, that many animals. We have, at the moment, three animals in our house.
Yes.
Two kids and two adults in a four-bedroom house. And that's enough.
For me, that's a couple of life forms too many already, and I'm not necessarily talking about the animals. But anyway, ba-dum-bum. Where the comedy is. No, but all kidding aside, yeah, whatever. I don't know. I don't have any pets right now. I find that I like my clothing a lot better without animal fur on it, but I do miss having kitties. So at some point, I will be having cats again in the very near future. But anyway,
just make sure you get a short hair.
Yeah, okay, whatever. On the big show tonight, what are we discussing? Do we even have a topic? I really don't give a shit. What's going on?
No, we don't. We have somebody calling in a little bit.
We'll get to it if I feel like it. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me just tell you about Mercury retrograde for me this fucking week. I am over the Mercury retrograde. More shit got fucked up this week than I can remember in quite some time. I'm telling you, I don't know what it's about. I don't know why it happens. All I know is that it does happen, and I'm fucking well sick of it.
Yeah. You know, honestly, the meditation beads you sent me, though, awesome combination. It's like any time I'm feeling stressed out, especially this week, it's like I just stick them on my arm.
Stick them wherever you can. Yes.
So that's a shameless plug time. We are currently sold out of said beads, but I am restocking as soon as possible. So tell
me, those suckers went 2 days.
They went quick. I was happy that they went quick. I'm glad people like the work. However, moving on to the next topic, let's talk about the amazing Buckland Divination Deck of the Gypsies.
Oh, my God. Okay, so yes, I have had a week, approximately, it's been about a week, to practice with these. Yeah, actually, it's been a little over a week, because I read with them the first time last Friday. I absolutely love these cards. Oh, my God, so easy. I mean, and you can get a complete reading in one card. You know, my... The little psychic switch just bam goes off.
It goes off.
I've been reading, huh?
Boom! It goes off. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Boom goes off. I'm sorry.
Boom goes the dynamite. Are you in the chat room again talking to the people?
No, I'm not. I swear. I'm trying to figure out how to how to describe these cards. I mean, it's just amazing. I've been reading with the Robin Wood deck. That's my only deck, you know, until you had gotten me these. And the Robin Wood deck, it's like I would still have to refer back to the book. You know, they're very good cards, but they're not intuitive cards.
Correct.
And maybe it's because of the way my brain is wired. It's just these are just so simplistic, and I'm still going through the one card readings, and I have like a couple three lines or three cards set up, but I mean it's just like bam bam bam.
Bam.
Absolutely love them.
I'm glad you like them. I have to tell you, even as we speak, I am unwrapping my Osho Zen Tarot deck.
Yeah, you were saying you got that today. Got it the other day.
I got it last weekend in a place called Virginia City. Virginia City is a cowboy town, and I'm like, what the hell am I doing here? But anyway, as it turns out, there are some people who are craft friendly, which made me a very happy camper. So I will be visiting these people again very soon. So anyway, next topic.
Awesome.
So
Go ahead. Oh, no, I was going to say No, you go. You hang up first. I digress. Go ahead.
Miss Giggle is now on the line. What the hell are you talking about? Anyway, so I'm unwrapping this deck, and I'm like, ooh, isn't that pretty? Ooh, isn't that pretty? And it comes with a booklet that looks like it's 100 pages. Hello.
Oh, God.
I do not have time to be reading this. This is way too long for a simple old witch like me to have to deal with. But anyway, so back to this hoarding thing. Holy man, how many pets can you squeeze in? I'm telling you, it looked like a movie. This one woman had like 60 some odd cats at one time. I'm like, what? What the hell? What a disaster.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you are that obsessive about anything, you need medication. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean,
hold on a second. We've got...
You got what? What do you got?
We've got a couple callers. hold on a second.
I don't
want
to talk to anybody yet. I ain't ready. Tell everybody to just hang out, people. Hang out. I gotta let some shit off my chest. Excuse the hell out of me. This happens to me. My goddamn radio show, so I can do that shit. Anyway, so stop laughing. I'm not getting to my point. So anyway, this week was, no, all kidding aside, this week, and I apologize to the callers, y'all know I'm kidding. Anyway, so this week has just been effed up, dicked up, messed up, beyond all repair, except in the very end. In the very end, it all started to straighten out a little bit. How long is this friggin' retrograde gonna last? I don't know how long I can. This is a mess. If I have another week like this last week, it ain't gonna be pretty. People are gonna get hurt.
Yeah, you know, I'm telling you, I want it to go the fuck away. But it just started on the 14th, so we've still got, I think, two more weeks. I'm pretty sure it stops August 4th, if I'm not mistaken.
August 4th, I have to suffer through this kind of bullshit another 2 weeks. There is just no justice.
It kind of hits us in waves. I mean, it's usually like a big pile of shit and then a couple smaller piles of shit.
Ah, but the shit parade shall continue, apparently. So,
yeah, unfortunately.
Who's sitting out there on the line that wants to talk to us? Now I'm curious as all get out.
Well, we do have Ryan. I would like to bring him in real quick. And then we had somebody with a question wanting to call in.
Excellent.
Let me get Brian on the line real quick.
Where is Brian? Let me talk to some Brian. Brian!
Hello, doll.
Where you at, boo-boo?
Hi, Mama. How you doing?
I'm doing good, chica. How you doing?
Ooh. Doing good.
How you and your hubby, honey?
I'm doing good. Well, he's working, so don't matter.
That's all right.
I just got done watching the Buckland's Witchcraft DVD. Really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You were saying you got that earlier.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
We love Dr. Buckland.
we love us some Dr. Buckland, honey. Dr. Buckland.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to spend some time with us in a few weeks, I understand.
Yeah,
he's coming for my birthday. On my birthday.
Don't bite me, woman.
You know what? I tell you what. You come up to my house, baby, and we'll do the show from here. You can come talk with me.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, and then we'll go have drinks afterward.
We'll go get ourselves in some trouble.
Yeah, well, just don't feed.
Don't
feed this crazy bitch any fucking absinthe, because then it'll be all over.
Yeah,
she can't hold her absinthe, boo-boo. She needs extra sugar cubes and lots of fire.
Let them drop them. Milk out the glass. There you go. Best way to
Boom.
Do it.
Boom goes the dynamite.
There you go.
What else is going on, Brian? Talk to me.
Well, not too much. I saw your prayer beads. Nice work.
Thank you, darling. More to come. You and I will talk offline for a little exchange.
We should. Let's see. Looks like I might be venturing into a business partnership over the next couple of weeks, months, and probably getting a brick-and-mortar store down here.
Aha!
Yay! Oh.
We need one in the South, boo-boo. We need a store in the South for our kind. I will be visiting.
There's a nice one down in Charleston. That's a good two-hour hike for me.
All right, we'll go. We will take a ride. I need to get an influx of as many pagan shops as I can.
Right, support local, and get all kinds of fun, crazy shit.
That's correct. Correct. Pagan Pride Day is... When is Pagan Pride Day over in the South over there?
We don't have one, as far as I know.
No, there's one in Charleston.
The one that I know over here in our area, I know there's supposedly one in Charleston, there's one in Columbia, but the date I don't know because it doesn't get publicized out here. We don't have any information on it.
Well, I will look for some and see what I can do. Because I know there's one in North Carolina that's usually... usually in September or October or some shit like that. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I have no idea. But I know
yeah.
it's in the fall-ish.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look it up because I know I keep missing it every year, so I know if I post it on the wall that I'll remember to go.
Because if
I'm
you
like,
throw some shit against the wall, something is bound to stick.
I know, Frank.
Yeah. So, Dorian.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have your cards with you, darling?
Yes, I do.
Got a question.
So you... Okay,
you
want
to go
hold on,
cards?
Just one second.
Look at this one fucking with my show. Hello, I got my cards out too, bitch. I'm ready.
All right, you want to go cards?
Well,
cards
hold on a second. Actually, do you mind if we do it in a few minutes? Because we did have somebody calling in with a question, and I wanted to get your opinions on this too. Do you
okay.
mind? Okay, hold
not
on, just one second.
All
right. Let me go ahead and pull her on the air.
Ain't going to give you a chance to answer, Brian. Just sit there and let it roll, boo. That's what I do.
Area code 727, you're on the air.
Hi,
hello.
Good evening, Dorian. Long time no speak.
Hi, how you doing, honey?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I know, and I'm sorry I wasn't able to get to you last night. That's why, you know, I wanted to get a couple other opinions. And we will not give out your name, but I do know you in person.
Yes. And this is
you
better
like to
because
give the rest
day.
Of the class a clue as to who's on the air
yes.
with us? Just asking.
Yes.
Raina, you're going to have to keep an eye on Dorian because she's going to fall out of her chair before this call is over.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Is there a name?
My name that everyone
refer-
can call me by is Cassandra.
Yeah.
Yes. Hi, Cassandra.
And I've known Dorian since 95?
Yeah, 95 or 96.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just go back a little bit.
Yeah. So what's on your mind, sweetie?
Well, see, there's this whole legal issue coming up that I have to handle.
Okay.
And there's a lot of new energies in my life and a lot of stresses.
Okay. The new energy, it's a male energy, one of them anyway, and it's not necessarily a welcome energy. Hold on a second.
While she's telling you to hold on, I'm going to tell you what card I pulled.
Yes. Please, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. The card, I only pulled one card so far, and it says, encounter with a stranger brings unhappiness. So somebody new on the scene is adding to this bullshit that you're dealing with. Not cool. You are going to have to start eliminating people. And at a pretty quick rate. There is somebody that is near you that is trying to drag your ass down. Do not let these people hurt you.
That one that you're picking up is my best friend's ex-husband just committed suicide, and he keeps trying to come around me.
Yeah.
That
no.
is one of that is the unwelcomed male energy.
Oh, this
okay.
is not cool. We are going to have to... We have to surround the woman in a circle of protection stat. Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raina, watch the chair, okay?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Dorian, the other
yes.
energy, thank you for confirming it was male.
Yes.
Oh, no, wait. Are you really?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my gosh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And down
oh
we go.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Cassandra?
Yes?
I just pulled another card.
Okay.
It's not good. It says, you will be betrayed.
Welcome to Life 101.
No. This is surrounding the current situation that you have outlined.
Okay.
Somebody that you think you can trust, you cannot.
Okay.
Oh, I have a funny feeling that's the female energy.
You think?
I have something bad for that.
Okay, yes, Brian, hit us with it, Brian.
Funny enough, I just drew the Two of Pentacles based off of that also, and the way the card's representing and the way I'm feeling is this person always puts you in precarious predicaments where you always have to make a choice. It's always juggling, and they always seem to weigh it towards their favor. You need to take a step back and balance things out a little bit more, because if not, you're going to plunge exactly the way they want you to, and you're going to be a puppet on their strings. So back up, balance yourself, take a look at everybody around you, and make sure you have everything that you need necessary to keep yourself strong and keep yourself healthy, because it's a big balance of your prosperity, meaning your home life, as well as your wallet. So watch this person, because they're trying to make you juggle more than what you can handle.
Yeah, and actually, I just pulled the card too, and it says a favorable. I cannot speak tonight. Relocation.
Favorable.
Thank you. There we go.
You're welcome.
I always try to enunciate it like, you know, it's weird, but you will be moving soon to a better location. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to flat out say it. The best friend, don't trust her, because she's telling you one thing, and then there was more to that situation than is, and she's listening in. But just be cautious.
Okay, the move would involve moving when she moves. And the move opening a lot of doors, but now I know that I need to be extremely more cautious with my eyes and my keys in the process.
Yes. Definitely.
You got an amen out of me. Definitely.
Yeah. If there are certain things that are precious to you, keep them safe. Keep them within eyesight. Keep them, you know, where you know where they are at all times. I don't know. I mean, because it's going to become a situation that, you know, you're going to have to rely on other people, you know, the further along you get. But don't feel obligated to be a friggin' doormat in the process.
I just pulled card. I need to interject.
Go for it.
I need to interject. Cassandra?
Oh, hello? I think we lost her.
We did?
Cassandra, you there?
Oh, here I am.
Yeah, I think we lost her. Okay.
Well, honey, if you're still listening out there somewhere, I just pulled another card that says, jealousy may develop. This person that you think you can trust has fucked you already. Sorry to be so blunt. I don't write them. I just interpret them. There you go.
And you're being followed up right now by the magician drawn by me.
Wow.
I love
the gay man. That's my favorite.
I love this. I love us pulling cards together. All right, so do you want to take another call real quick?
This is fun.
Huh?
I said, this is fun. I'm enjoying this.
Well,
yeah, you can be our the third host for the evening. Hold on just one second. I'm going to pull somebody else on real quick.
Bring it in. Bring it on.
Area code 858, you're on the air.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Good.
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, is this oh gosh, I'm forgetting your name, but you've called in before, haven't you?
Me?
Yeah, have you called in before?
No, I don't remember calling you.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, did you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I have a question too.
Okay.
There is a gentleman, there is a person that I have interest.
Okay.
One day if things will develop for us romantically.
Okay. You wanna see if they will?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I tell you what, I'll go ahead and field this one, guys. I'll pull a card real quick.
Go for it.
All right. Let me shuffle real quick. And this guy is not too far from you, is it? Isn't he?
No, he's in the same city. No, he's not.
Yeah? Okay. Yes, as I thought. I was starting to pick something up before I picked up the card. But it says, unlucky caution needed. My first impression is he has somebody else that he is involved with, and he may or may not tell you that he's involved with somebody already.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a funny feeling he's hedging his bets.
He's got what?
He's hedging his bets. He's keeping two people on the line. He's kind of sweet talking you, but he's got a girlfriend.
Oh, yes.
But I think I know about this person, but still, why is he talking to me and where things will go? Is he unhappy there, or what's the problem?
He's a player and a dick, honey. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's using you.
As a matter of fact, this guy has screwed over so many women in the past. He apparently leaves a string of bodies behind him. And if you become involved with him, you are going to become part of the chain.
Yeah, don't go for him. You're going to find somebody better around October.
No, I understand.
You're going to find the right guy.
You think that he will stay with that person, with that woman that he's involved?
No, he's not going to stay with anybody. He's eventually going to dump her. He's only still with her because he's been with her for a while now. He is going to dump her ass too and move on to his next victim. Don't be a victim.
Yeah. Sorry, sweetie.
Carry on.
Okay.
Men are hateful, honey. They're just evil. Men are hateful.
Okay.
Not all of them, just most of them.
Yeah.
Nah, trust me. There's somebody better for you coming. Don't waste the pretty on this guy. Don't waste
it. Do not waste your time, your heart, and your energy. You are going to actually find somebody who is worthy of you if you're willing to wait. Now, here's what I've got. I have February of next year, you meeting soulmate number two, because apparently you've had soulmate number one already, and that didn't seem to work out. Honey, I run into my soulmate every 20 minutes. I'm telling you, I can make it work no matter what, no matter who, as long as they're decent and not abusive. But I'm going to tell you, hang on until next February. Everybody else's practice. If you want to practice and hang out and just relax and enjoy the company of some people, that's fine. But the person for you is coming, but he is not coming right away. You got to get right with you because you keep making bad decisions. Am I making sense to you, honey?
Yes. Yes.
All right, then.
That's
Andy Reina's advice for tonight. Sis, go ahead and take over.
And what is your name? Because I'm confused who I'm talking with.
I'm Reina. I'm the older one.
You're Lena?
I'm Reina.
Reina.
It's like the weather, rain, with an A at the end.
Reina.
Yeah.
And the other person is?
I'm Dorian, and we've also got Brian calling in with us today.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dorian and Raina.
Yeah,
really,
not a problem.
Don't
you have a great night, sweetie.
Play you,
yeah,
don't
have a
play
have
you.
A nice evening. Mm.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I hate it when people just take advantage of decent folks just looking for companionship and maybe some love. I mean, you know, really, can we not just have some people treat people nice instead of the lying, the sneaking, the cheating, the bullshit? If you are not getting along with somebody, move the fuck on and stop wasting a bitch's time. Please. Don't waste people's time. You know what? I'm 50 fucking one almost. Don't waste my fucking time. I'm too fucking old. Am I crass? Yes, I am. You want to know why? Because I can be, and I'm too old to care. There you go.
I love my sister.
Ryan. Ryan, I pulled three cards for you. Are you ready to hear what I have to tell you?
Go ahead.
Tell
me what you got.
Oh, boo-boo, let me tell you what. When I get back to that side of the country, I'm going to show you all what Mama's got. All right. First card is good financial news. I'm just going to go through these because they all say the same thing. Good financial news, success in business, and a promotion. What the promotion means is that the business is going to do better faster than you thought it was going to.
Wow.
There you go. So, do it. Don't forget your Auntie Rain. There you go.
I won't. That definitely hits on what's been going on lately. Travis just got a promotion with work, so he's an assistant manager as of this weekend.
Yes, Travis!
Awesome!
Got that information from my a friend the other day about wanting to open up the business and stuff. So, I mean, this is all within the ending of this week. So, good call.
Brian? You're going to be running it down, Bobo. You're going to be so busy, you'll be listening to this show on iTunes. I'm just telling you. There's going to be a period of time where no one's going to see Brian because Brian's going to be too fucking busy.
No, I could never be too busy for you dolls.
Yeah. You know, let me just tell you. Trust Auntie Raina.
Oh, I am. And Raina.
Yes.
Talk about things going on for you.
Please still tell me, honey. Tell me something. Tell me something good. Go on. I'm all ears. I'm all ears, tits, and ass. Go ahead, honey. Tell me.
Oh, my. I'm going to run out of places to put stuff. Hell, I'm going to run out of places to put
stuff.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Starting off, we have the Five of Pentacles for you.
All right.
Normally, you know, kind of a card of loss, but in this sense, this one is more of a card of... You have a realization of what's around you, what you have, and resources you didn't know you have. So you're coming into an application of more material wealth and the knowledge to use that wealth. So we're talking about getting a lot of your business ideas that you personally have on the table.
Yes.
One, Two of Swords, we have thresholds threatened and thresholds crossed, which means we have yourself with an internal battle on should I go further, should I stay. But you need to look at yourself instead of going further or staying or even going back. You should look at yourself as the whole picture. You are the past, the present, and the future. With that, make your moves that you need to, but take the time to reflect on what you're doing as you do it to step yourself forward. And followed by the Queen of Cups. Now, this card, I love this card because for the set I have, it's pretty much a goddess walking on the back of sea turtles in a cave.
I like it.
So we know as a whole that, you know, turtles are both earth and water. So you have prosperous emotions going on. And using that to lift a goddess would be the divine female. So we're looking at there's something very special going on with you. Perhaps maybe some stuff we're not ready to talk about yet. But we got a lot of changes going on for you, and with the exception of, you know, being mindful of what you're doing, you've got the means to do what you need to do.
Rock on with my badass self. Thank you, baby.
Right?
Rock on with my badass self. Thank you. I needed to hear that, Brian. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, boo.
You're welcome, babe.
Oh, me, I love me some Brian.
Brian loves
all
you,
right.
Too.
I actually pulled three cards, too, and, you know, I think this is, I'm going to be the general reading tonight. Now, I pulled, first card is Love's Labor Lost. That is chasing after something that in your heart you really want it, but you know you shouldn't have it. It's sort of like going for those last five cookies in the box when you already had the entire box. if you love them, you really want them, but at this point in time, it's not what you need. Now, this is in the past, so this is culminating with everything of letting go. Because actually, Raina and I were just talking about that, I think, yesterday, that this
yeah.
is actually the dawning of the age of Aquarius. So we're shedding the old ways, and we're awakening to a new way. Not necessarily a huge difference, but just kind of things are clicking with people. And you're letting go of stuff. Also, second card, enjoy the company of friends and family. So we're going to be coming closer to the hearth. You know, the staycations are going to become more prevalent. Even when the economy recovers, people are bonding a little bit closer to their families because really, they have nothing else to do. I mean, not that you can't sit there and text and tweet and whatever in the company of your family, but we're getting closer to family. And also with the business
stuff.
Oh,
I am.
There,
I love my family.
And I love my family, too. And that includes my friends, because my friends quickly become
are my family. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. and also business prosperity. Right now, I've talked to quite a few people who are starting business ventures and who are, you know, trying to chase after what they've always wanted to do for a living. Now is the time to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking just for the pagan communities. Yeah, you are, Brian is, I am.
Yep.
I mean, just go for it. Go
Karen
for
is.
It.
Yep.
Yeah, Karen is too.
Yep.
Oh, speaking of which, where did Karen go?
Karen, where are you at?
Where's my Karen? I love me some Karen.
Where is my Karen
I
at?
I think she just got booted off.
All right.
But,
shit happens. We love you anyway, Karen. Go ahead. Keep talking, sis.
We actually have a couple more callers. I think she is actually on the line. And if she
well,
doesn't mind.
Leave Karen, sit tight a minute. Take the other call first so we can spend some more quality time with Karen.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so we've got area code 620. You're on the air.
Hi, Dorian.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to give you guys a shout out and tell you that Mystical Family loves you. This is Ginger, by the way.
Ginger!
How's a rich bitch friend of mine doing? How you doing, mommy?
But you know, I'd call in and say, hey, we love you guys, and you guys are great.
Aww,
we love you, Ginger.
You too.
Ginger is the creator and upkeeper-upper of Mystical Family on Facebook. Check it out, loved ones. She's got great folks on there, good information. And my Ginger is just wonderful. How's your family, babe?
Doing good.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. We need to talk to Ginger again. Ginger was one of our guests not too long ago. We're going to have this woman
yeah.
on again.
Definitely, hello. Definitely.
We had a blast with Ginger. Check it out in our archives, mommies and daddies out there. Miss Ginger is awesome. We were rocking it out with Miss Ginger Morgan. So, all right, Mama, our show's getting tight on time, so we're going to let you go for now, but we love you. Please say hello to my Ginger Mystical Family. Thank you for we just posted the link, didn't we? Did
yeah,
we post
I
the link?
Yeah, I just posted the link in the chat room.
My sister is good. Please check out Mystical Family, a great bunch of folks.
Definitely, definitely.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Ginger.
Bye, sweetie. We'll talk to you soon.
Love
ya.
Bye.
She's awesome. I just love me some Ginger, honey. She loves
out. She was such a fun guest, too.
Oh, my God. She has to be, let me tell you what, she has to be one of the most fun guests. I think that was one of our favorite shows. We had such a blast with her. I can't wait to do that again. That was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of one of our favorite shows, I'm not sure if you caught this, Brian, but I think I told you. We'll talk to Karen about it in a minute here. It actually started from one of her posts, but we're actually going to have Rob Grillo back, the creator and owner of Shards of Yagstro. And he's, yes, thank you. I can never pronounce it. I'm horrible.
Just take a little gay player.
There you go. There you go. You need to teach me that. I'm telling you, because I can't do it. Honestly, how you doing, Mama?
How you doing?
Anyway. How you doing?
How you doing, Les?
I actually got that from Jeff. One of these days, I'm going to have to introduce you guys to Jeff. He's so sweet. I need to get some time to call him. He's going to come on and possibly talk about the Patriot Guard, which I'm really excited about.
Awesome. Before you bring Karen on, upcoming shows, we have a booking for August 10th with Liam Hernson, Liam Stragomir Hernson, who has done a beautiful tarot rune deck that you guys can check out also on Facebook. Check the show page and ask me about it. Yeah, whatever. He's also written, what else is he doing? Oh, he's like a teacher, and he does all this incredible stuff. So he's amazing. So we'll have more updates about that. But that show is August 10th. It's going to be a scream. And in the interest of full disclosure, all my little darlings, this is Auntie Raina's first husband. So be nice. And then on the 24th, on the 24th of August, just to do a little push, we have Dr. Raymond Buckland joining us, which we are extremely excited about, aren't we?
Oh, my God. I am still beside myself that he is honoring us with his presence on our show.
Okay, he's
like,
not Jesus. Calm down. Anyway, my sister's birthday show, so everybody needs to tune in that night. He puts his panties on like everybody else, Mama. Calm down.
I know.
I've been following that whole time, too.
I know, and next week we have a gentleman by the name of Taliesin's. You're going to have to remind me of his last name.
Jovanin. Taliesin Jovanin, who is a friend of ours, who is a pagan filmmaker. Not too many of those out there in the public. He is a sweetheart. He is funny. We will get more information on him so you kids can find out more about him. He's great. He's actually done a movie, and he's just an all-around really great guy. Taliesin comes to us from Ohio, just a really amazing, sweet filmmaker, very talented man. So stay tuned for that next week. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, and I'm going to post the link for our new our blog that we talk about our guests, and you can link to our page and everything. But that's really where you can find the most information other than listening. So if you want to research them beforehand, please check out our blog.
Because you know we can't stay on topic. Kids, we try to do a radio show that's informative, but quite frankly, you know how we are at this point. We are going to slide into all kinds of stuff. Oh my God! I'm still having. I'm telling you, I am still flashing on what I saw earlier on that show about animal hoarders. Animal hoarding is dangerous, unhealthy. It's not good for you. It's not good for the animal. Scary show. Just saying.
And just weird.
And somewhat weird.
Yeah.
I can't watch that kind of stuff. It'll freak me out because I'll be like looking at everybody in my neighborhood like, how many animals you got in your house? You know, I wonder what you're hiding in your house.
What kind of skeletons is the average person hiding in their basement? Inquiring minds want to know. I want to know.
The more bones, the merrier. Yeah,
I have no idea. I totally missed whatever it was she was just talking about. Not that that's important.
Okay. Anyway. All right. Let's bring Miss Karen on real quick.
Karen, hurry
long
up.
Time.
I've only got 9 minutes, and you know Karen is
there.
30. Come on. Hello, Karen.
Topic,
hi,
what's
Mama.
That? Hello.
Well, hello, Karen.
Don't worry
hey
about
there,
it, Karen. I'm just talking some shit. You know how I get.
Oh, I know. I keep, it's like, topic. Oh, we had that a minute ago.
Squirrel, we don't hold on. It's too long. You know why? Because I get bored easy. It's like having ADD, even though I don't have it. I just get very impatient. I think it's because I'm crotchety and old.
I'm not that far behind you, so yeah.
I blame Mercury.
I'm only a few years behind you, Raina. So.
Oh well, who are you?
Hey, growing old is mandatory. Growing up is optional. So.
Oh, and one of our girls just posted something that is so appropriate for me to say. I don't sugarcoat, bitch. Do I look like fucking Willy Wonka? Hey, I am loving that. So shout out to Francie. Francie! Hey.
Oh, my God, I love that. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, I love
that.
What
I need to get a deck of cards so I can join in next time.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
But I will tell you what, though, with the guy that you guys were discussing earlier that you were pulling all the weird cards for. Yeah. I was picking up some really weird stuff about that dude to the point that I had to put my rug down because it was going to put some weird energy into that bad boy.
Watch out, because Karen is laying down a rug.
Absolutely.
Funny thing is, now that we're mentioning him again, I'm just drawing cards randomly, and I just drew the same cards I drew for him again. Shuffle them all.
There you go.
Like the Inquirer, bad news nobody wants to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to her, though. She never called back in. I didn't see her. It's like, I hope she's okay.
Sure.
I hope he didn't hang up on her. You know, especially if she's pregnant, yeah, she doesn't need to be around that.
No,
but,
I was talking about the
he's
player.
Talking about the other caller, the lady that called in and said that there was this guy that's talking to her that we figured out has other women on the chain.
Yep. Okay, yes, you're right.
Pick that up without any cards at all. It's like,
don't like them. That's why I started picking it up before I even touched the card. I was like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they need to pick a flying ball card.
Absolutely. There needs to be a tarot card directed to slime balls. And as soon as I get my Dark Cannon tech that I got from a Kickstarter program, by the way, shameless plug for my first husband, he has a Kickstarter program on the Rune Tarot. And I'm telling you what, sis, we got to wrap up the show because I need to get back to Confessions of Animal Hoarding. I'm telling you, I am sickeningly fascinated.
Oh my God, you are too fast. All right, well, let's go ahead and wrap up tonight.
Let's just wrap this bitch up so I can go back to Confessions of Animal Hoarders.
No, see, now we're going to have to get you on that show, Intervention. We're going to have to
I'll be watching that next week.
I'm walking on the sunshine. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
Okay. I'll explain that to you later, sweetie.
Oh, the fun.
Hey, good night to Brian and Karen. Good night, Brian and Karen. God has protected you. Great Father protect you. We love you.
And to you both
love
as well,
you
all
Thank
three
you
of you.
We love
God
y'all.
God protect, God is blessed, one
love
and all.
Love you.
You too, sweetheart. Love our Brian and our Karen. Yeah, we
Night,
got
guys.
5 minutes left. Are you going to wrap a show up or what? Because I need
I
to get back
to
Confessions of Animal Hoarders. This is an episode I'm watching on Pitbulls. Come on, it's getting good.
Did you say pickles?
Pitbulls.
Oh, Pitbulls. Okay, Pitbulls. I was like, pickles? What the hell are they hoarding pickles for? That's a weird-ass fetish.
Pimples? They're hoarding pimples?
No, pickles. Like, pickles. Like, you know,
I know,
pickles,
I'm kidding.
Pickles.
I heard you. Get back to the show.
Yes. Anyway, so we are going to go ahead and wrap up for the evening. But we thank you guys for coming out. And we are definitely going to have a guest next week. Taliesin is going to be with us.
Yes.
We are going to be scheduling quite a few more shows. We're going to try to get some more people in here. We're just trying to balance it. So
we're trying to space them out appropriately instead of having six people on a show a night, because we could, but we won't.
I know. Well, it'd be fun. This is fun tonight.
I
that
have to get
having...
back to Confessions of Animal Hoarders.
Okay.
Would you wrap this All show
right.
up?
All right. Love you guys. Great blessings. Thank you for being here tonight. May the God and the Goddess protect you. May your fortunes be great and your health be plentiful. And the food in your refrigerator multiply till you're feeding your neighbors. So bright blessings to everyone. We thank you for being here, and we love ya.
We love ya.
Good night. Night-night.